Blog Talk Radio.
This evening, I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are revved up and ready to go for tonight's show. I've got some new technology in the locker room, so hopefully you guys are hearing me loud and clear, but we are excited about tonight's show because I have a young man that I've worked with for over a couple years now. Met him when he was in high school. He is doing some amazing things in college at Jacksonville University. This is big time Division I AA football. And he's not only doing big field, you guys, but he's also getting amazing academic reports and progress. And he's just been received a big award that we want to talk to him about. So we are excited to have BYGP athlete Bumpy McGee on the line and in the locker room. Bumpy, can you hear us tonight?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me, everybody.
we are ready, and you know, this is a show, Bumpy, that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I don't like bothering the athletes during the season. So I've been itching to do this show because you have been doing a great job and making us proud on and off the field. So thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you for listening to me.
Oh, no problem, man. This is just the beginning of many interviews. So let's get started. For those that don't know you, Bumpy, can you tell everybody where you're originally from?
I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. I spent around 8 years there. It was an okay time there.
And then you ended up going to California for high school. Was that a difficult transition for you?
No, it was. I always loved football, and my mom needed work, and so we just went over there because she needed work, and we didn't have a lot of money at the time, so we just went over to California. It was an okay transition.
And as far as football, you just mentioned it, and obviously you're becoming quite a player at Jacksonville U. Who got you started in football? Was it your brother? Was it mom? Who was the one that said, Bumpy, you need to play some football?
It was definitely my mom. We always tell the story of how when I was younger, she gave me three balls. There was a basketball, a soccer ball, and a football. And she said that I went up and picked up the football and left every other ball there. So it was definitely my mom.
And then she knew, huh?
Yeah.
So, and special shout out to Antoinette, mom. She's one of our proud BYGP moms. This is a young lady that I know stays on your back but loves you dearly and definitely has put you in position to succeed. So special shouts out to Antoinette, and hopefully she's listening. You decided to go knows, many people around the country know De La Salle, but for those that don't know, a powerhouse in high school football. What made you decide to choose De La Salle, Bumpy?
Because we were in San Francisco, and De La Salle was the only school that really gave me a chance. I went to many different other schools, and it was my junior year because I was homeschooled before this, before my my high school career, and it was my junior year, and every other school that I went to had turned me down, but De La Salle was the only school that gave me a chance.
And I'm sure they're glad they did give you a chance because you tore it up at De La Salle. You guys ended up winning a state championship, which is something that they're accustomed to in Concord, California at De La Salle. What did it feel like to win a state championship? I know you're a couple years removed from it, but do you still remember that night?
I don't know. I remember it. I remember every single detail. It was better than Disneyland. I can even say it was,
I heard
the intensity of state game, and the way the coaches and the way everybody was so happy, and to play in front of all these people inside the Home Depot Stadium, it was just amazing. And nothing in my life has equaled up to that yet.
No, it was a great night, and obviously you played well and the team played well, and you got that state championship ring, so I know it's something that you'll never forget. As far as the pedigree of De La Salle, I mean, they've produced so many players, and like I said, so many state championships. What's the standard there, Bumpy? For those of us that are on the outside looking in, what's the standard as far as work ethic at De La Salle?
Well, everybody knows the name De La Salle, and the main thing they're all about is discipline. Discipline, and they have a motto in the whole school that you hear this wherever you go. The motto of De La Salle is faith, integrity, and scholarship. Those are the three models of De La Salle. You have to have, that's what they expect from you.
I got you. Now, obviously, you went through the recruiting process and getting ready for college. Eventually, you chose JU. But in your opinion, I know the recruiting process is a little different for every athlete. In your opinion, how was the recruiting process for you?
It was a difficult process. It was stressful. It was frustrating having to wait for a call, but. You know, you have to look to your mentors. Like I didn't know anything about this, but I went to you, Coach Terrence, and you helped me out with this stuff. I didn't know anything that was going on. It was very frustrating having to wait for a call.
Yeah, and a lot of times I wish I had news for you, but at the time I didn't, and just had to tell you to hold tight. But you and your mom were steadfast and not only believed in me and the company, but also believed that something would come your way. And there's so many kids right now, Bumpy, young men in your position that you were in 2 years ago that are wondering and praying and hoping. So thank you for sharing that with us, because sometimes it is difficult. You did decide to go to Jacksonville University, which is looking like a great decision for you at this time. What was it about JU, Bumpy, that made you say, I want to be a Dolphin?
Jacksonville University was the only school that really gave me a chance, and they chose me out of when Drake had basically fell off. Jacksonville University was the only school that really gave me a shot and accepted me for who I was. Sent me a T-shirt, sent me a good looking flyer. It was a very well sealed envelope.
You're ready to go, huh? Well, no, and much like De La Salle, you know, sometimes all you need is one. All you need is just one school to give you a shot, and you can write your history books from there. As far as once you got to JU, Bumpy, I know you were coming from a big program at De La Salle, but What was the biggest difference between playing high school football and D1 football?
It was the jumping competition. The jumping competition jumped so dramatically from high school to college. It was like the physicality of the players, the speed of the players, the way the coaches coached, the weight room was different. Everything was different. It was a whole new level. And you have to realize that you're not the only superstar from high school. There's many other that's been recruited, and they were the superstar at their high school too. And not just all about you. You have to really stand out above everybody else. Because all these other players that got recruited, they also came from being the man, basically the man at their college, at their high school.
Great point right there, Bumpy. And you were able to really impress the strength and conditioning coaches up at JU. I mean, almost as soon as you stepped on campus, what do you think they were so impressed with?
The fact that when I came in, I was 18 years old, and I was the youngest freshman to break a record in the whole college, and it was the deadlift record, and the record I beat was 697 pounds.
Wow.
On deadlift, and I have another record up there too. It's the bench record. I have 454 pounds on bench right now.
Wow.
And, my name is up there on the board. And the first thing you see up in the weight room. So they were definitely impressed by that.
Oh, my gosh. So nobody better break in your mom's house or else they're going to have some serious trouble. as far as, you know, the success that you're having, is there any advice that you could give to maybe some of these players that are going to be freshmen in college within the next 6 months to kind of get on the right track right away? Is there anything that you can think of that helped you really get off to a fast start?
I would say to get to know your coaches and to get in the weight room as soon as you can, and so you can really hit the ground running. Not because when I first got here, it was pretty tough my freshman year. I got hurt my freshman year. I had a foot contusion, and I couldn't really play that well the way I wanted to. I wasn't really used to where I was at yet. So it's really to just get adapted to your new environment so you can really hit the ground running.
Great advice right there, Bumpy. And hopefully all you young players are listening. This is somebody that's been through the grind. They've been through the freshman hazing. They've been through freshman training camp. And now he's seeing major success, you guys. So hopefully you're paying attention to what Bumpy is saying. As far as the coaching change, I mean, you went through a coaching change pretty much almost as soon as you got there. What did that teach you? And is there any advice you can give to a young man about going through a coaching change?
Yeah, it was definitely a new learning experience, and it taught me a lot of new things. If you're going through a coaching change, definitely don't act blindly. Don't just shut the new coach out. Definitely get to know him a little bit, see if you like him, and stick around. And see what he used to do, like where he came from, what he can bring to the table, if that's what you're looking for. And don't just shut him out and just leave him in the dust.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, these coaches are humans too. And then, you know, if you show them some love and respect, they're gonna lean towards you as far as giving you an opportunity. So that's some great advice right there, Bumpy. Talk to me a little bit about this year, because you redshirted, you finally got on the field this year. There's a lot of kids that you know that want to play early as true freshmen. Are you glad that you redshirted, or do you wish you would have played as a true freshman?
Yeah, I'm very okay with that, because I actually didn't know that it was a new coaching staff coming in, but when they did, it basically gave me a clean slate, And I was able to basically start over. And the previous coaches who had known me, they saw me for what I was. I would always be this kid who got injured his freshman year. But now with the new coaches, and now when I came back this year, I was stronger, I was faster, and I basically got a new start in college.
Exactly. That's what I tell every young man that wants to play as a true freshman but gets the news that he's redshirting. I'm saying, hey, you're going to be bigger, faster, stronger a year later and still have all that eligibility. So that's a perfect point right there. You recently were selected, and your mom was proud. She sent me the message and the text, and we were jumping for joy over here at BYGP. But you were recently selected to the National Society of Leadership and Success on behalf of Jacksonville U. Why do you think so many people are really proud of you up there, and why do you think your academic success has been so high?
A lot of people are proud of me because, really, I'm really the only person out of my family to ever go to college, and is quite an accomplishment for my family. The things I owe it to is God. God really, the most I can say is there's always something that wakes you up in the morning. It's always a higher force that wakes you up and opens your eyes and lets you step out of the house, keeps you safe. And then I'll have to say my mom. she's very disciplined on me about getting good grades. College is a big thing nowadays, and you just can't let it pass you by. You have to get your education. You have to fight for whatever you have, or whatever you want.
Great advice, and I know your mom gives you great advice on a daily basis. That's why we love her. As far as the athletes that are wondering, because, you know, so many kids don't know, so many young men don't know. You were at De La Salle. You didn't know what it takes to be a student athlete in college. For those that don't know, Bumpy, can you tell us what a day in the life of a Division I football player is like?
For me, it's like a normal day in the life. I have three faces throughout the day. I wake up, I'm a family man. When I come home, I'm a family man. But when I leave out the house, I have a student face on. I'm a student. And when I step on the field, it's a whole other face. It's a football face. Yeah. It's like a cycle. You have three faces.
Does that ever get hard for you to stay focused?
Nah, because I stay grounded, really. And maybe sometimes I sway a little bit, but you just gotta find your fortress of solitude. Mine is really at home, but that's where I go to keep myself down.
And my as far as the academic side, Bumpy, is that something, and you can be honest with us, please do, is that something that just comes natural to you and it's not that hard, or is that something that you really have to work at?
That doesn't come to me at all. I was homeschooled my whole life, so I was a very soft, self-taught person, and I had to really work hard at my academics, because De La Salle was nothing I had ever experienced before in homeschool. Their academics were tough because they're very high. They're very well known for their grades at that school.
Great point right there. And for those that are just joining us, we are in the BYGP locker room. I am blessed with the opportunity to interview one of our own, Mr. Bumpy McGee. He is currently a redshirt freshman at Jacksonville University, a defensive tackle, doing amazing work on the field, also off the field, and has just received the National Society of Leadership and Success Award and nomination from Jacksonville U. So talk to us a little bit. We got roughly another 10 minutes here, Bumpy, and I know we have student athletes that were eager to listen to you. Do you find it hard sometimes when maybe a teammate isn't going as hard, or you see your teammates partying a lot, for you to stay focused and want to fight hard yourself?
I don't find it hard for me because I'm more of an introvert type person. I stay in the house really, but I can see how it could be hard for some people making decisions off the field. You have to choose whether you have to, if you want to go to the party or if you want to study or if you want to do something else or if you want to, I don't know, hang out with friends or if you want to go home. It's tough on a lot of people. Some people don't have a way out and really find their way out. Mine is through home.
All of the hours of hard work and all of the extra dedication that you spent, whether it was running wins to De La Salle or whether it was getting prepared for the SAT, would you say all that hard work is worth it now that you're playing college football?
It was definitely worth it. It was a tough process, and when you finally get here, you're gonna just don't stop when you get here. Because if you stop, it'll all come back. It'll catch up. You can't stop. You have to keep on playing. You have to have fun with it.
Great advice right there, Bumpy. And you actually progressed. You got again. You were a freshman, a redshirt freshman, but you contributed big time to your team this year. When you guys played Davidson, you had a sack. You had five tackles versus Drake, the school that you said fell off and didn't call you back. You definitely made them pay. What do you think the difference was between Bumpy at the beginning of the season and Bumpy at the end of the season?
At the beginning of the season, I wasn't really aware of what was going on the field. Like, because it was my first game, and you're not really used to college yet. So when you first step on the field, you don't know what's going on. You're scared that you're gonna mess up. You're scared you're gonna get yelled at by the coaches. And so you just have to. And that's the thing about college football. You have to just play. You can't be worried about just messing up and getting yelled at. You have to just make a transition real quickly. Me, but I got stronger a lot throughout the season. I put on weight. I weighed 220 pounds out of high school. I'm now weighing 275 pounds right now. And
wow.
Yeah. and I really made a huge leap from the beginning of the year, and I was practicing a lot because my weak points weren't very strong, and I didn't really know how to make my some of my skills better, and I had to really invest in the help of a lot of my teammates, and I had to practice in the off season with my conditioning and weight room and everything.
No, that's well said right there, and I'm glad that you shared that you leaned on some of your teammates to get better. I know that you guys do have talent at Jacksonville U. I know that a couple guys got some NFL opportunities last year. In your opinion, Bumpy, what's the difference between a good player and a great player?
The difference between a good player and a great player is being coachable. Like, my coach Allenby and Coach Ladd told me at De La Salle, the difference between a good player and a great player was being coachable. If you ain't coachable, you basically not a player.
Yep, they got that right. And, a couple of questions here before we let you get out. Bumpy, for those that are listening, he's in Florida, obviously, so there's a 3-hour time difference between us here on the But before we let you go, Bumpy, what are three things? You know, a lot of these kids are on recruiting trips right now. They're faced with the tough decision on where they're going to spend the next 4 to 5 years of their life in college. What are three things that you would tell a young athlete to consider when choosing?
I would say uh, get get started early with the whole college process and working for college, and get a mentor to help you and plan for college. For you, Coach Chan, you're my mentor, and you helped me out a lot with this stuff. Because at first, you know, I'm very uneducated about a lot of this stuff about college. Definitely research your college and get to know it a little bit better, meet the kids. And you can't stop, even if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever holiday, you can't stop. You gotta stay steady at your game and your skills, and work out and master and try to perfect every single aspect of your game. And you gotta stay focused. And don't let anybody kill you, no matter how tall you are or how skinny you are or how fat you are or whatever. you gotta stay focused and know what you want, and you gotta go for it now.
I love it. I love it, Bumpy. Great advice, right? Advice from a young man. There's a lot more to accomplish. As far as your own goals, Bumpy, whether it's for this spring or whether it's for the future of your career at JU and beyond, what are some of your goals that you have your eye on?
This spring, I have a meeting set up with the Jacksonville Jaguars nutritionist to get my diet in order a little bit more. I'm also going to work with my coaches and my teammates to strengthen my weak points on the field. Like me right now, my weak point is a bad pass rush right now. So I have to work on that right now. So I know what I have to work on, and my goal is to know what else I have to work on and get better at it.
There you go, Bumpy. Knowing is half the battle, right? And last but not least, we let you go. If you could just take yourself back to 2 years ago when you knew you were a great player, but that phone wasn't ringing and you had to stay positive, can you give some advice to a young man that's currently going through that as we speak?
You have to keep your head up. You don't let anybody tell you different. You have to be patient. You have to be patient because your time is going to come. Just keep telling yourself your time is going to come, and it's going to come. And you have to stay close to your family, stay close to God, stay close to everybody. You have to stay grounded.
Wow, man, you are wise beyond your years, Bumpy. We know that you're going to keep accomplishing many great things. So, hey, thank you for your time tonight. Get some rest, and we'll be in contact with you. Okay, Bumpy?
All right, thank you, Coach. Thank you for having me.
Hey, there you guys have it. That is the pride of BYGP, one of our dear young student athletes, Bumpy McGee. He, like I said, he went to De La Salle High School in Concord, California. He went off to Jacksonville University, where he is currently a redshirt freshman and really kicking some butt up there. But it's not just on the field, you guys. This is somebody that has a 3.8, 4.0 GPA, and he's making it work. He's making it work. And, wow, 220 pounds, you guys, to 275 pounds overnight. So that's what college will do for you. So hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. We will be back next Thursday with more great content for all the student athletes out there that want to get after it. If you guys did not get to hear last Thursday's show, please go to our website at www.beforeyougopro.com. There's a microphone in the top right-hand corner of the homepage next to all of our other social networking links, and you can patch in to our old locker room shows. We've had Super Bowl champions. We've had Pro Bowlers. We've had college coaches, college players, NFL players. You guys name it. Psychologists. You guys name it. We've had it on the show. So take advantage of that content, and we will definitely see you next week. I am Coach Terrence Wood signing off for BYGP, the BYGP family. We'll see you at the top. Have a good one. We'll be right back.